Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Danger! Beat. Danger! Someone's going to have to turn his mic on.
The feeling right here.
Danger! What could I do, Jimmy, to get you to pay attention to his microphone light? Like, it hasn't worked shaming you on the air. What could I offer?
I don't know.
All right, well, think about it, because I'm willing to make the offer. Crowder is here. He was running late. Can I say who you... We're interviewing?
Yes.
Because I said it in the 2 o'clock hour anyway. It was Noriega.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
So the Pivot was in town. They were doing an interview with Noriega. But I bring it up because of this. I am so with Fred Taylor. I like Fred anyway. I am so down with Fred Taylor after watching the beginning of the Pivot episode with Kevin Durant, which dropped yesterday. And my son was sending me clips this morning. I mean, he was all over the KD Pivot. But Fred Taylor, did you see the beginning of the Pivot?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
No.
He never watches.
Fred Taylor starts. You know how they always show the guest walking in and they dap him up and, you know, it's the whole vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a whole vibe. Mm-hmm. Fred Taylor, before they get rolling, there's a little lull in the conversation. Because some guys come in and they're, you know, he was a little bit reserved when he came in. Like, he was dapping everybody up, whatever, but I think he may have been a little trepidatious as to what was to come.
He's not the center of the party.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's nice, but he's not going to make a conversation.
So Fred Taylor leans over and he goes, well, as long as no one's talking here, would you mind autographing this for me, KD? Brought a trading card and a Sharpie.
Lame.
And I thought it was the coolest thing. And so, of course, Crowder and RC go all over Freddie T. They're like, what are you doing? He's just hanging out with us. And Fred Taylor, so right, he says, you don't get opportunities like this all the time. And you got to take advantage of your opportunities when they're in front of you. And he was saying, hey, we're not going to be hanging out with Kevin Durant all the time. And this guy's one of my athletic heroes. I'm going to have him sign something. And I am so down with Fred. No, it's not lame.
It's lame. You're a grown man.
So what?
You ask another grown man to give his time up to come on your platform to help you boost your views and likes and all. And then you're going to ask him, can you fanboy out and sign my card? It's lame.
It shows you, hey, I'm not only interviewing you for a podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm fan enough to ask you to sign something for me. It's not like Fred does that for everybody.
Hey, post me up. Let me see if I can handle you.
That would be great, too. I think that would be funny as hell.
It's lame to me. And then he goes back to, well, now I can, you know, show people I've met Kevin Durant. I was like, I have a video resume of all the famous people I've met now.
But to have something signed, to have something signed from one of your athletic heroes, I just think is an opportunity you don't pass up.
Not as a grown man. I had all my Lawrence Taylor stuff as a kid.
Stop it.
Now I'm a grown man. I see LT. What's up, bro?
But you've got all the stuff you wanted already.
And I just in a closet somewhere.
Nah, there's something cool about it, though, because you see that all the time. Like, athletes in maybe soccer will sign a jersey and send it to Tom Brady.
Right.
That's one Hall of Famer in Fred Taylor looking at another future Hall of Famer and saying, I'm a Hall of Famer.
I think both future Hall of Famers.
Both future Hall of Famers.
I just want to make sure we have it right. Yeah.
Both future Hall of Famers. I'm a future Hall of Famer. I was excellent at my craft, and I respect and love the hell out of you so much that I would like your autograph. Fred's been through that grind. He's been at the top of his sport, just like KD.
I actually think it's complimentary. I think for you guys, you and RC, not to ask him for an autograph is an affront. Like, I think it's complimentary. When it's coming from a guy with the athletic accolades of Fred Taylor, like, I was a little miffed that Kevin Durant didn't ask him to sign something.
Yeah,
to be quite
he's
honest.
Not, because Kevin Durant's a grown man. To your point, Solana, I'll go the other way.
Okay.
I'm a person in Fred Taylor that has been annoyed my entire life with people begging me for an autograph. Now I'm going to hang out with the boys. Our platform is you just sitting around talking with the boys. We're just chilling, hanging out. You're talking about your life. We're talking about sports. Can you sign this, please?
That's not the way you did it, though.
It was a bitch move.
No, it was not at all. I am such a fan of Freddie T.
No.
Wait till you watch. It was like, for me, that was heartwarming. Where Fred Taylor was like, because you knew what Crowder and RC were going to do. I knew what they were going to do. And Fred was like, didn't back down. He's like, no. You have opportunities in life. You want to make the most of your opportunities. How often am I going to sit here and vibe with Kevin Durant? I loved it.
How about Kevin Durant giving me the new unreleased KDs?
That was badass, man.
Dwayne Wade did that, and all you did was mock Li Ning.
Well, Li Ning's
those
are terrible.
Were Li Nings.
Yeah, I'm wearing some Nikes. I don't know. I still have those Li Nings. What size you wear?
After
you love them so
after
much?
Whatever
you see,
size you got.
After you see the Dwayne Wade statue, you know what he how interested he is in design and how well things look. It kind of explains the Li Nings a little bit.
The thing is, if Crowder asks KD for an autograph, KD knows right away, oh, this jackass is selling this thing. Fred Taylor,
right.
though, is
you're,
a little
you're
different.
Exactly right.
Fred Taylor, it's like mano a mano, respect to respect. Crowder, he's going to sell that thing the second he gets
Crowder
the offer.
Came in with 17 8x10s.
Solana, I'm sure you heard this story in all these years. When Jordan came to the facility.
Yep.
Michael Jordan, because Jason Taylor was signed with Jordan, and JT and Michael played golf together. Jordan's in Davie, Grand Oaks is across the street, the golf course. Jordan played at Grand Oaks. He hits JT, long story short, we're in meetings. Michael Jordan opens the linebacker room door and says, hey, y'all boys don't be in here sleeping. Like to joke around. You know Michael Jordan's voice. Joey Porter, it was 7-8 inside linebacker, linebackers, whatever. Joey Porter jumps up like a bitch.
That's
oh,
not-
my gosh, and runs out in the hallway. Everybody jumps up and runs out. The coach, Coach George Edwards, he gets up and scuttles out the room.
That's right.
To stare at Michael Jordan?
Yes.
For what?
You know, there are several athletes who are so great at what they do. MJ, Shohei Ohtani, Kevin Durant, obviously, Victor Wembanyama, Shaq. Like, you absolutely react differently around greatness. If Mozart walked in here, you don't just treat him like another man. And granted, he'd be wild. He's dead for so many years. But so you wouldn't be able to just treat him
all
like
all the people
another.
You went with, huh? You went
well,
because
I was trying to come up with someone who is not, well, yeah, not in the athletic world, but is so important to
Michelangelo.
Right. And again, if he walked in, crazy, like you yeah. It, you know, anybody's gonna treat him special.
Michelangelo,
you're talking about from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
right? Yeah. The turtle.
But yeah, MJ is one of those guys. Like, George Edwards should jump up. What? Joey Porter should jump up.
To do what?
To pay homage to someone who is better what they do.
I appreciate Shohei. I appreciate Jordan. I appreciate, like, Dan Marino. I'm around him a lot now. You've been around Dan. Dan's a cool dude. like, what do you, why do you need to stand next to them to appreciate how great they are in a sport? Why do you need their autograph to appreciate that?
I'm glad you bring that up.
I don't need
that. I've never asked a player since I entered this business for an autograph. I spent a lot of time around Dan Marino.
I ask everybody for pictures.
I never asked Dan for a picture because I know he doesn't like pictures. Genuinely. Like, that's one thing everybody knows about Dan Marino. He doesn't like pictures. He doesn't like to sign autographs.
Yeah, get over yourself, Marino.
And I never asked him for a picture, even though I spent number of evenings, you know, at the bar, whatever, traveling with the Finns, and I regret it every day.
Yeah, of course.
Why? I regret it every day.
I have a picture with Marino because I was with Aronde, and Marino showed up, and obviously he's very friendly, and I'm like, well, we got to get a picture. And Aronde's like, yeah, let's get a picture.
And you show that picture to who?
I think you're internally weak.
I'm internally strong.
No, I think your persona is masking weakness.
It's not. I've met the people. I remember meeting The Rock and meeting Kevin Durant and meeting Dwayne Wade. I spent more time with Shaq than my damn children.
Why do I
need Shaq to sign something when I can call him when I get to Atlanta?
This is why I like Fred Taylor better than you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Jim Larranaga is going to join us this hour. We have Heat tickets to give away today, every day this week. Heat and Blazers on November 8th. We'll give away another pair today. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Couple of Ravens to keep an eye on tomorrow night, according to Dolphins Wire and USA Today. Obviously, Lamar Jackson. Jackson is the exact type of quarterback Miami could have difficulty with due to his running ability. Even if rust affects his rhythm as a passer Thursday, Jackson is always a threat to pick up yardage and move the chains with his legs. By the way, when I was looking at this in Dolphins Wire, I forgot just how good this Ravens team is, because when you look at the guys to keep an eye on, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, like it goes, like you're like, oh, wait a second, they have a lot of weapons, don't they?
Don't let that record fool you.
Yeah, so there's a lot of guys to keep an eye on for Dolphins tomorrow concerning the Ravens. The line is still 7.5 right now. You will hear Game Day Uncensored with Josh Appel, Solana, Chris Perkins, Omar Kelly, tomorrow on this station beginning at 4 p.m. Tomorrow on this station, 4 p.m. Get you ready for the Thursday night football game at Hard Rock Stadium. Let's do a quick look at the headlines here with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Durell Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Durell Hyundai or DurellHyundai.com.
Obviously, trade talk is going to heat up. We've been talking about it a bunch, but how about this? I see Jeremy Fowler. There is a feeling around the NFL that the Dolphins are not motivated to trade Jalen Phillips ahead of the trade deadline.
I mean, they've made it clear that they're not really motivated to trade anyone. I just don't know how true that is.
Are they throwing him out on the trade wire? No, but if somebody asks, that's the question.
And makes a good offer, you'd be crazy to just hold on to someone because you like them if there's a great offer to be had.
Other teams know bad teams with expiring contracts might be up for a trade.
Yeah.
So nobody's asking the Steelers for T.J. Watt.
Correct.
It's a bad team with expiring contract. Jalen Phillips, perfect example.
Well, they also told us, Hawk, they were going to be good, and they had no interest in being good, so who knows?
Right, Super Bowl or bust.
You feel bamboozled.
The Panthers lost to the Ducks in a shootout, 3-2 yesterday, so they're 5-5-1. Did you watch any of that game, Hawk, yesterday?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
I watched the highlights this morning, just like on YouTube or whatever. Was it just me, or the Ducks uniforms and the Panthers uniforms were a little too close to one another?
I believe Lori said to me, why is everyone wearing red?
Mm-hmm.
She did. We were watching the game, and she's like, why are they all wearing red? It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Because the Anaheim Ducks, their away jerseys, the top of the jersey is orange. Because they're Orange County or whatever. I mean, it's criminal what that Anaheim organization did with that brand. I mean, it is criminal. They had the best brand, the best logo, the best uniforms in sport handed to them from a movie franchise that was wildly successful, that is literally appealing to the masses of my generation due to nostalgia. They would be selling out every jersey every single year, best jersey, and they put that garbage on the ice? What a joke. What a joke. They should move that franchise.
Wasn't that Kenan Thompson?
Yes.
Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one.
I mean, another reason that the guy has slept on.
He had the knuckleball.
Just slept on.
Knuckle puck. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Throw the spitter. Wait, that's something else.
All right. The Heat blow out the Hornets, 144-117.
This Heat team. We'll talk with Coach L in the next segment, but this Heat team is something special through four games. Listen, I'm sure Coach L can tell you. Four games through an 82-game season means diddly-do, but man, are they fun through four games.
Are we talking about Triple J's Heat?
Holy mackerel.
Okay, make sure.
I mean, it all runs through Triple J right now.
ISO J.
Holy
Change
mackerel.
His nickname.
ISO Jaime, sixth man of the year.
Oh,
throwing it out
there you go. Maybe most improved player?
Most improved, sixth man of the year.
Because he had a bad season last season.
What would you rather have? An organization with the face as Jaime Jaquez Jr. or Victor Wembanyama?
Well, I'd rather have Matas Buzelis in Chicago, but that's me.
They're going to need some energy, boy. They're playing fast.
The Heat do play the Spurs tomorrow. The two best offensive-rated teams, or two best net-rated teams.
I
want to
ask Coach L
tomorrow
how he would go about, I don't want to say stopping Victor Wembanyama, mitigating the damage. Because you can't stop him. How do you mitigate the damage?
Guard him from the logo to the rim.
Yeah,
find somebody 7'6".
With how many people?
Four.
Remember Stan Van Gundy, that viral clip
build
in Detroit?
Wall.
Build a effing wall.
Build a wall.
I want you to build a effing wall. The Heat play the Spurs tomorrow. We'll find out over this West Coast road trip. They're going to play the Spurs. Then Sunday they play the Lakers. Then they play the Clippers second night of a back-to-back, and then they play the Nuggets next Wednesday, a week from today. That's a four-game stretch. We'll know. Are they legit? Is this sustainable? Norman Powell's questionable for tomorrow, by the way.
So if they go 1-3 on the road trip, you will declare it over and all have to have been a fraud.
No, I think they're winning the NBA title, okay. No matter
but
what happens.
But you said we'll know after those four games. So if we find out that they went 1-3, will you declare we know they're a fraud?
No, my agenda has been set already. This team's winning the NBA
so
finals.
We will, so we won't know anything after these four games.
We won't know a single
unless
thing.
It's on the positive side.
Correct.
Then we'll. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we
correct.
Actually we're going to know.
Everybody lock in. Jordan Brooks, AFC Defensive Player of the Week for his game at the Falcons.
Deserved it.
My man can play.
Yeah. He's been a bright spot.
I think he's leading the NFL in tackles.
Yes. Yeah.
He's second.
FIU plays tonight.
Yeah.
If he would be, I said it the other day, he'd be a front runner for the Pro Bowl right now if the Dolphins had a better record.
How do you know if it's a Tuesday or Wednesday night? FIU's on the schedule.
Who schedules their games?
Bro, I'm not going to lie. They're playing a team I had never heard of. And they're a Conference USA opponent.
It says Missouri State.
Mm-hmm.
You never heard of Mizzou State?
Bro, $100 right now if you know Missouri State's mascot.
Ice cream cone.
Isn't it some kind of bear?
He looked it up. I know.
No.
Jimmy's a fan, man. Jimmy's a fan.
Yeah.
Tickle me, Elmo.
All right, Jimmy, you win. Hawk will send it to you in his bonus on Friday.
All right.
A couple NFL notes. Joe Flacco is dealing with an injury, AC joint sprain, throwing shoulder. So he's going to play Chicago. That's why I bring it up. I don't know if he's going to end up playing. The Lions gave Aiden Hutchinson a bag, four years, $180 million, $141 guaranteed.
How about that? Goodness
gracious. He deserves it. That boy can play some football.
And just an update on Cam Scataboo, since everybody is just obsessed with this guy,
I have a feeling the Giants are going to be dead in the water now. Because that little combo, Dart and Scataboo, was like something special. Dart can't replicate that with some. Like, that was like a kind of a once in a while goofy thing, couple of rookies and whatever. Like, I think they're dead in the water.
Well, I hope not, because Tracy Jr. was my crutch for Scataboo on my fantasy team. So I appreciate that, Hawk. Right. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck.
I put him on IR just because I like him a lot.
You know, there's another World Series game again tonight.
Yeah,
this is the third night in a row, and they played two nights in a row when it went 18 innings. But I don't know if you guys know the importance of this game five, so I wanted to read you Magic Johnson's tweet that he just sent out. You know, he's part owner of the Dodgers. With the series being 2-2, game five is very important. Whichever team wins takes control of the series.
That sounds like my text.
That does sound like the texts you sent. From now on, Jimmy, before you put a text on our thread during a game, I want you to read it back to yourself six times before you decide whether it's worthy of being texted. Because when we're all watching the same game and you text us, this is a good game, that doesn't do anybody any good.
I'm sometimes...
Fair enough.
I'm undecided.
Oh, Jimmy says it's a good game. I thought it was a mediocre game. I stand corrected.
By the way, you don't have Tracy Jr. as your crutch. He's your handcuff. If you're going to play fantasy, learn the effing terms, please.
Handcuff?
Your weather... Sponsored by Chillzone AC.
No, the backup is a crutch in case somebody gets hurt. He's the crutch.
No, you draft the handcuff so that if the starter gets hurt, you have... The backup.
Somebody to lock me up.
He's the handcuff.
He's the crutch.
Learn the game.
6-2.
I mean, we're doing fantasy records. what has this show become?
Thought you told me you weren't playing fantasy this year. Couldn't join the Odyssey League.
Yeah, because y'all don't play for money.
We do.
Well, yeah.
Money.
Yeah. Congratulations, $71.
If you want some money, Josh Giddey, double-double tonight. All right, you heard it here.
Your weather is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. In South Florida right now, it is in the 80s. Tonight, it'll be in the 70s. And prayers up for everybody in the path of that monster hurricane. But obviously, Jamaica as well, who went through it yesterday.
Got the brunt of it. Jim Larrañaga is going to join us in the next segment. We will talk some hoops with the former Canes head coach, so do not go anywhere.
You never have to be bored again. Everybody's always asking, what you up to, man? Let's do something. Tootsie's Cabaret is open from noon till 6 a.m. It's only 6 hours a day that you can't say there's nothing to do. Head to Tootsie's. I've been going there since 05, man. It is amazing. They have great food. Food specials all day long. $100 bottles, half-price drinks till 8 p.m. They have two levels. I always sit upstairs by the wall. Everybody goes, knows my spot. A complete restaurant. I'm telling you, the chefs in there can cook now. Large sports bar, four spacious full liquor bars. They are amazing. And for sports now, TVs everywhere. Football, baseball, hockey, soccer, MMA, boxing, everything that you have on is going to be on at Tootsie's if you want to watch. And if it goes to commercial, there are always those beautiful entertainers right there on stage. Man, you can't beat it. And during football season now, because Tootsie's is right around the corner from Hard Rock. Before the game, you can go there. After the game, you can go there. You want to sit in traffic, head to Tootsie's, let the traffic die down. Have a good time, and don't sit in traffic. And if you bring your Canes or Fence ticket to Tootsie's, no cover all night long. No cover for anybody on game days until 6 p.m. You got to go to Tootsie's Cabaret. And on Sundays, $10 menu. Tailgate takeover, you can't beat it. A $10 meal on Sundays from noon to 5 p.m. Chicken wings, smash burger fries, fries from the fries, cheese pizza, and chicken nachos, all $10 from noon to 5 on Sundays. You got to head to Tootsie's. Like I said, I've been going there for 2 decades. I'm going to go there for another 2 decades. And 2 decades after that, head to tootsiescabaret.com for more information.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
Yeah. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have fair play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Tim Larrañaga, longtime coach for the University of Miami men's basketball team, and he joins us Wednesdays to talk hoops. By the way, and we'll talk about this in a minute, there's a cool basketball doubleheader Monday night in Coral Gables. The women's team hosts Hofstra at 5 at the Watsco Center, and then the men's team takes the court at 8. I think it's Jacksonville. It's Jacksonville. Jacksonville. So doubleheader, little college basketball doubleheader Monday at the Watsco Center. But I want to start here, Coach, with Victor Wembanyama. I think you heard us in the last segment. What we're seeing from him is staggering at the beginning of this season. If that guy stays healthy, he will be the runaway MVP. So how, if you were tasked with stopping him one night, two nights, three nights, who knows how many nights you're coaching against him, how do you mitigate the damage that Victor Wembanyama can do to an opposing team?
Well, first of all, I coached a player who reminds me of Victor Wembanyama. Wemby is 7'4", not 7'6",
about
235. And I coached Ralph Sampson the University of Virginia, who was 7'4". I coached him for 4 years. He went from 195 to 230 during the course of his 4 years in college. And the only way people had any success against Ralph, because he could control the game at both ends, his scoring and passing at one end, and his defense and block shot and rebounding at the other end. And Wemby's doing the same thing. His shot blocking and rebounding is at such a high level. But the only success people had was in double teaming Ralph or being very, very physical and having multiple guys bang him. So one guy get in foul trouble, they'd bring somebody else in to be very physical, and they'd use, like, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 fouls to keep Ralph frustrated and try to keep the ball out of his hands. But you're not stopping Wemby in the NBA. Those referees are going to be protecting that joker. He's their meal ticket for the next 10 years. The guy is sensational. He's a walking triple-double. He can impact the game in so many different ways. Kind of like Kevin Durant, who I got to go back to what you guys were talking about.
Please.
Because Crowder, I'm on your side.
No! Hey, stop it, Coach.
Okay. You know, I can't make Fred Taylor mad. He's like 6'1", 230. He kicked my... But, listen, you know, you can be a fan of somebody, but to ask him for his autograph, were you on the air? Were you on the air? Was it during the podcast of The Pivot?
Yes, Coach, we were on video, and he walks in, and we always just give everybody dap and say thank you for showing up. Hey, I have this card. Can you sign it, please?
He didn't say it like that. Stop making him sound like he's
weak and sad.
So you guys all know Dick Vitale, Hall of Famer and everything. My wife and I, with him and Lorraine, his wife, and we're going to the Tampa Bay Rays game. And Dick Vitale taught me something that night. We're walking together. As soon as he got out of his car, he was approached for an autograph and then a picture and then another two steps, another autograph, another picture. For the next 20 minutes from the parking lot to the stadium, he must have taken 25, 30, 40 pictures and signed that many autographs. He did not turn down a single person. And I've always – now, I'm not in Dick Vitale's category or Kevin Durant's, but I've never turned down a picture or an autograph. But I'm not asking for autographs.
But that's
come
how
on.
Great
he's a
Kevin
guy.
Durant is.
No, because Coach has seen the other side of it, and he doesn't want to do that to another man.
And Crowder, I gotta say this. I'm not 100% certain, but I don't think either one of them played Solana or Hawk ever played at a high level of athletics.
Wow. So are you including video games?
Yeah. Are you good at video games? Are you the master so that people are asking you for your autograph all the time?
Actually, I'm not.
Come on.
Actually, I'm not. There's nothing I do very well, to be quite honest.
So I'm with Hawk. I'm with Wemby. He's a handful. And I will say this. The Heat are off to a great start. You know, beating the Hornets last night, you know, scoring 144 points is totally irrelevant because – right now, the Hornets are in a rebuilding stage. They have been for 20 years. But the Heat are off to a good start at 3-1. They lost their first game, but they've won three in a row. Now they got to go on the road, and the four teams they're playing on the road are going to be a handful. And Solana, if you want to pick them to get to the finals and win it all, just take a look at these next four road games, and that'll give you a good indication if they can not only be in the playoffs but advance in the playoffs and get to the championship series. I'd love to see him do it. You know that.
Yes, sir. And coach, how hard was it for Spo, not mentally, but just, you know, coaching-wise? I've never seen the Heat. I've been out here 20 years. I've never seen the Heat play this fast pace of basketball. They had great players. The half court says the drag them in the mud thought. Like, for this transition, it's fun as hell to watch, coach. But how hard is it to change your entire coaching style to playing where they're shooting with 18 seconds left on the shot clock?
Yeah, that I talked to Pat Riley just before the regular season began, and we were talking. It was right after they had played the Milwaukee Bucks, and we were just talking about the speed of the game and what Spo's vision was for this team, and the whole key to being able to play fast is you got to be able to play fast at both ends, because every time you score early, the other team gets the ball back and they can run it right back at you. And if they're playing fast with you and you have more possessions than you normally do, and your objective is not to score 100, but to score 125, 140, and you're taking, you know, 30, 40, 50 threes in a game, you know, that's the recipe for success and disaster at the same time, because you'll have nights where you're shooting lights out and you make, you know, 40, 50% of your threes, and then there'll be nights where you only make 15, 18% and you get beat by 20.
Coach, take me into the mind of Eric Spoelstra or just you or another head coach of a basketball program, somebody who's been there a long time though, right? Somebody who's established within an organization or a program like yourself. The Heat over the past decade have been known as a gritty team, right? Post-LeBron, a gritty team. They don't have the most talent, and they're going to do it defensively, hardest working, toughest, best condition. That's always been their mantra. And out of nowhere this year, Eric Spoelstra doesn't just say, hey, we're going to play with more pace like every other coach, but they're committed to doing it. They're doing it better than anybody right now. What has to click for him to not only say, hey, we're going to approach offense different, but we're going to change our entire, the fundamental basis of the Heat organization, and we're going to play this way now over the span of 4 months. What goes through his head where he says, we're doing this now?
Yeah, he obviously made a decision long before the preseason. He and his staff sat down. They looked at their personnel. It's what a coach does. If you look around the league, It's a copycat league. You watch certain teams, you know, back in the 80s, it was the Twin Towers with Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon. You had big teams like with Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Robert Parrish. You had the Showtime Lakers, where everybody wanted to play like the Lakers, fast, Showtime, run and gun, dunking the ball. And so idea that you can play that way with your personnel, it has to be decided long before the season, evaluating, can Bam play this way? Who is the kind of point guard that can run our team to help us play this way? And you look at your roster from top to bottom, and Spo and his staff said, we can play fast. Let's increase the tempo, allow a lot of guys to handle the ball. You see how many guys bring the ball up? There's not really a true point guard. You know, it used to be, okay, Magic Johnson catches every outlet pass. John Stockton, every outlet pass. And now you have teams, you know, OKC, there are a lot of guys who can handle the ball. The Celtics, when they won it, you know, you had a Jason Tatum bringing the ball up. So it's a copycat league, and people are saying, hey, get into the open court, make things happen early in the shot clock.
So are you buying the Miami Heat after four games, or you got to see more?
Well, it's four games.
But you get a vibe. You're a coach. It's like, you kind of know what you have.
You go to the movies.
Games.
I love the movies. After 5 minutes, I don't decide whether I hate it or love it.
Oh, I do.
I got to watch more than that.
Have you seen the Springsteen movie, by the way?
You saw Superman and like Superman.
Great movie.
And you told me, hey, you got to go see Superman.
That was a great
movie.
The
movie stunk.
That was a great movie.
I could have left that movie after 5 minutes. You know that.
What'd you get on Wordle today? Because I got three.
You got three on Wordle?
I got three on Wordle today. Yeah, today was a good performance.
Yeah, I got two on Wordle.
No, you didn't.
No, I haven't done Wordle today. I wanted to hear what you got and know what I had to beat. Okay. But the point is, Hawk.
So you don't have you cannot make any kind of judgment call on this team and this roster and this style of play till you see it.
Not only the style of play, but the style of play against the best teams. The road trip is against some of the best teams. Now you can start to evaluate. If you beat someone by 30, right, you don't all of a sudden, all right, we're great. Well, you're not going to beat the best teams by 30. You're lucky to beat them by a point or two. You're lucky if you make a game-winning shot or a game-winning stop. No, you can't judge this early. And it's great that they're off to a good start with this new style, because the more they win, the more the players will believe, yes, this is the way we want to play. The more fun they have, the more they feel like, hey, we're really well connected. Bam loves this style, right? He's handling the ball more. He's getting more assists, more rebounds. We're getting more fast break opportunities, more dunks. You know, all of that. You guys were raving about Jaime. He's coming in off the bench and getting 20. You know, when your bench can play that style. And I know as the head coach of three different Division I schools, I was changing my style every year or two. I loved when we could repeat the style the next season because our recruits were able to replace the guys who graduated and left. But when you have a whole new crew of guys, you've got to adapt your style. I think that's one of the key ingredients to being a great NBA coach. You know, Pat Riley, when he was with the Lakers, was one style. He went to the Knicks. They were beating people up. They were the most physical team in the league. And then when he got D-Wade and Shaq, they won it all. That was one style. And then he passed the torch to Spo, and he's got LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh. That's a whole new style. And now Spo, he's an architect. He's a sculptor. He's got different players, a different block of granite to work with. And he's going to carve some overused granite to carve away the obstacles that he has and create, you know, a Mona Lisa. Although that was a painting, not a sculpture, by the
real,
way.
We got the idea. And you're speaking to a very uncultured group, so we didn't know. But real quick, because you talk about having different rosters, and we're going to run out of time, but I did mention the Hurricanes basketball team, they opened their first season under Jay Lucas this coming Monday at the Watsco Center, hosting Jacksonville. It is that doubleheader. Women's team plays at 5 against Hofstra, and then the men's team plays at 8 p.m. against Jacksonville. Do you know what to expect from this year's Canes team?
Well, I've watched them practice. I think Jay Lucas is going to do a fantastic job. He's young. He's energetic. He's very forceful. He's got a very clear vision. With the roster that he has, they are physical, man. They will defend. They will rebound. They'll probably be in a little bit of foul trouble some nights, depending on the officiating. At the offensive end, they're going to want to get into the open court because they have some terrific athletes. I think the question for them, and you will not know this early in the season, you probably won't know until mid-January, is to how well they can score the ball at the offensive end against ACC caliber teams. Because I think in terms of offense, in terms of three-point shooting and free throw shooting, that's not going to be their strength at the offensive end. Their strength at the offense at the end is going to be scoring in the paint. You know, offensive rebound scores, fast break layup scores, dunks scores, penetrate, kick it out for a three. Yeah, but that's not going to be the formula for success.
And I see you're wearing your University of Miami blazer right now, or your pullover right now. How many games into the season until you call Jay Lucas and give him some hints?
Never. You know. Yeah. After I call Jay, I'll call Spo. I'll call Pat Riley. You know, come on. One of the things I know about coaches, the last thing they need is another voice in their ear giving advice. It's one of the problems coaches have with there's too many voices in their players' ears telling them what they should do. Oh, you got to shoot more. Oh, you got to drive more. You got to shoot more threes. All right? I mean, if you can quiet the noise, you're in much better shape than if you're getting a lot of advice.
So he ain't calling Coach Lucas. He's letting him do his thing. It's Halloween on Friday. You famously told us a couple Halloweens ago that you were giving away mini basketballs instead of candy.
No, full-size basketballs.
Full-size basketballs?
Full-size Wilsons.
What are you giving away Friday night at the Larinaga household?
Oh, I got to tell you, this is the best of all time. My wife and I will be in Dallas, Texas. My wife didn't even have to buy any candy.
You saved
didn't
a lot
have
of
to
money.
Pump up any basketballs. We will be dining in Dallas with our football program, cheering them on against SMU on Saturday.
All right, very cool. Coach Larinaga, he joins us every Wednesday on the program. Thank you, Coach. Safe travels.
Thanks, guys.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have fair play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
you will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.